přeruší žál. Já tíhnu duší jen klejny karneval. Karel Gott is by far the most successful Czech singer. He has won the Golden Nightingale, a prestigious annual music award, 31 times and is at 67 a living legend. And he is the very first Czech living legend to have his own museum, Gotland. The museum is situated in the singer's former house in Jevany, a pretty village half an hour's drive from Prague. The house was built in 1927 and became the property of Karel Gott's family in the late 70s. The singer then sold the house before buying it back a few years later. He sold it for the second time after 10 years. That was just a year ago. The new owner, Jan Moťovský, soon realized that he hadn't just bought a beautiful house. His property was also a witness of the legend's life. He came up with the idea of Gotland and approached the singer to participate in the project. Vlastimil Korec, the museum spokesperson, describes Gott's reactions.
První myšlenky a první věty Karla Gotta byly: Ježišmarja, proč to se snad děláte legraci?
His first reactions were very negative. Oh my God, you're joking. I'm not a narcissistic person who would want to build his own museum, said the maestro. Jan Moťovský then very slowly persuaded him that it had nothing to do with being narcissistic, that it would just reflect his life and success, his achievements and his albums. Karel Gott dropped all of his arguments and agreed to cooperate.
His approval gave the rare idea credibility. The singer provided his own furniture. It now belongs to the exhibition and provides pleasure to many fans who mainly come from the Czech Republic, Slovakia and Germany. Vlastimil Korec again.
Zájem návštěvníků byl nadstandardní. Čekali jsme ten zájem o něco menší.
Interest has been very high. We didn't expect it to be so big. Daily there are several busloads of tourists. That's more than good, although many thought it was a very crazy idea. There's not a living person who has a museum. It's a unique thing here. Contrary to the USA, where even small stars have their own museum. They exhibit guitars they used to play on or their shoes. Why couldn't we have something similar here in the Czech Republic? Karel Gott is a figure of huge importance. It's just natural.
Fans who visit Gotland get to learn a lot about their idol. Some of them may even have waited outside the house as fans, hoping to glimpse their idol during the communist era.
Co se týče výběru životního partnera, co se týče jídla, tak vždycky je buď to jídlo přesolené.
I've only met visitors who were satisfied. They visited the maestro's house and had the chance to sit on the sofa where he used to sit. After they walk through the house where he used to live, they enter the Hall of Fame, which has unique exhibits such as gold and platinum LPs, the covers of all the albums he's ever released, as well as the Golden Nightingale Awards. There is no other option than to feel admiration and amazement.
Na konci, které musí být údiv a úžas.
Den je krásný, den je krásný, den je krásný, den je krásný. Když dva se rádi mají, i v lednu je, jak mají, i v lednu je.
Můj oblíbenec je pan Karel Gott, mám ho hrozně ráda, fandím mu.
Karel Gott is my favorite singer. I like him and I'm a huge fan of his. The visit to the museum was actually a present for my birthday.
To vlastně byl od dcery a vnučky dárek k mým narozeninám.
Says one of the older fans I met in the house. Her granddaughter wasn't so enthusiastic.
A já to jsem úplně náhodou, já jsem dostala lístek taky k narozeninám a využila jsem to, zvala jsem babičku.
It's just a coincidence that I am here. It's also a birthday present, she explained, rolling her eyes. We came just to accompany our grandmother. I don't listen to this kind of music. I am too young for it.
Já už jsem mladá. Ještě jsem mladá.
There were no surprises for this young visitor. As she told me, Karel Gott likes the kind of furniture she thought he might like.
Ten člověk ještě žije, už má své muzeum.
On the other hand, it is interesting that a person who is still alive has his own museum. Why not visit it?
Zajímavost, no, proč to nevědět?
Concludes the granddaughter. This sound from speakers welcomes tourists in the entrance hall of the house. Together with the guide, it tells you that the singer likes playing chess. If you feel like it, you can even sit down and have a closer look at his own chess set. We are moving on to the bedroom. The bedroom is in a masculine style, as you might expect of Karel Gott. It features a massive dark wooden bed connected to a bathroom, which is in turn connected to a terrace with a beautiful view, which, as the voice says, must have been a great inspiration. I get scared as we walk into a study. In the middle stands Karel Gott. Not exactly, it is just a waxwork figure of the crooner. My heart beats a bit faster for a while. I am not a great fan myself, but a legend. The study feels the same as the living room. Elegant, stylish, simple. Contrary to the young granddaughter I had talked to, I do like it.
K tomu všemu jeho oblíbená hudba.
Vlastně tato figurína je v životní velikosti Karla Gotta a byla zakopena z muzea.
My second guide here describes the room and photographs of the singer's three daughters, Dominika, Lucie and Charlotte Ella, who is just a few months old. A picture of the youngest, painted by her father, a passionate painter, is to be seen in next room. Many nice messages from visitors encouraged Karel Gott to have a fourth child, hopefully a son. Just like the father, reads one of them.
Sotva dostal starokrav, tak jak to žádal dobrý mrav, on u každé se zastavil a slušně se jí představil. A já jsem Budy a dnešním dnem víno jsem ustanovil, jsem tady pastevce.
Gotland is now a brand name. T-shirts, caps, paintings, chocolate, and even the singer's favorite cakes are all available. The name Gott sells. Karel Gott pops in from time to time. He has a word with visitors, entertains them, signs photographs, and moves on. Karel Gott has sold tens of millions of albums. But is it enough to keep Gotland alive for longer than a few years? Vlastimil Korec again.
Kdybych byl vědma a viděl bych, co bude v budoucnosti, tak bych vám rád odpověděl.
If I were a fortune teller and I could tell the future, I would answer your question. I think that the museum is a record of his great and amazing life. It's not going to change, and therefore it's going to be interesting even for generations that will live in 20 or 30 years' time.
Pro pokolení přicházející i za těch 20-30 let.